Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert silent on Swalwell rape allegations for an entire week. By Warner Todd Houston on April 17, 2026. Neither far-left late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel nor Stephen Colbert have mentioned the resignation of disgraced Democrat Eric Swalwell in their monologues this week. Despite showing big support for him before the congressman's scandals drove him out of politics. The California Democrat not only resigned his seat in the House on Monday, but he also dropped his bid for California governor after a growing number of women have come forward to allege that he sexually harassed them, or even sexually assaulted them, throughout his political career. Swalwell was a huge devotee of the big network's late-night comedy shows, appearing on most of them and getting a big boost from both ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, both of which had Swalwell on to flog his run for California governor. However, despite Swalwell resigning in humiliation days ago, neither Colbert nor Kimmel have even mentioned his fall from grace. Both late-night hosts have also entirely ignored the growing scandal of Senator Ruben Gallego Diaz, who, while being one of Swalwell's closest personal friends, claimed that he had no clue the congressman was preying on young women. In addition, the hosts have ignored the resignation of Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, who also resigned this week over allegations of sexual improprieties. Recently, the Media Research Center noted that Swalwell was a frequent guest on left-wing TV and cable newsers, appearing on MS Now 26 times and CNN 24 times just this year. Neither outlet ever pressed Swalwell on the sexual scandal that was known long before these younger women accused him of unwanted advances, a reported alliance with a Chinese spy. Both Kimmel and Colbert have spent most of their late-night careers on a nightly campaign to destroy Donald Trump, but they rarely mention any of the problems surrounding Democrats. During Joe Biden's regrettable 4 years in the White House, both hosts practically ignored the cognitively declining octogenarian, except to make light remarks that made old Joe look like everyone's favorite grandpa. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.